That was Mike Giardi earlier here this afternoon on the WEEI Afternoon Program. Andy Jumbo Hart here alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. It's a Six Rings Takeover Patriots Friday. Patriots, as you see on Twitch, if you're watching with us, twitch.tv, WEEI. 3.5-point underdogs to the Titans.
I still don't get that.
I don't care. I went to my FanDuel app, not this break, but a couple commercial breaks ago, and I sprinkled a little something on the Patriots because I think Drake May's going to play. And I think the Patriots, give me that little hook there, too. The Titans don't score points, and that's what I want to get into here. We're going to blend a little bit of more Drake May talk because I think my guy Mike Giardi articulated it quite well, as he often does, why you should play Drake May. And if you play Drake May, you're not going to lose this game by more than 3.5 points.
No.
Jinx. The Titans have scored 17 or fewer points in all of their losses this year, which is all six games, 17 or fewer.
28th overall with an average of 17 points a game with the 30th ranked offense in the NFL.
The Patriots will score points on this defense. And I know this defense statistically looks good, but they just got absolutely embarrassed by the Detroit Lions. And I'm not saying you're the Detroit Lions, but the Detroit Lions put up 50. I don't need to put up 50. I just need to put up like 20. I don't even have to reach half of what the Lions did, and I think I will win this football game. You got Christian Gonzalez taking away Boyd, I guess, assuming that Ridley doesn't play.
Boyd was not a no-show today at practice.
Well, somebody's got to play receiver for that.
So I'm telling you, it's literally going to be Westbrook Akine. He's going to be their number one.
Will Levis, who to me is like plus six Patriots points. If we're counting cards, it's plus a couple for Will Levis. He's a turnover machine. I do think he's probably better because he can make some plays with both his legs and his arm. But the way this Patriots defense is playing okay, the way Christian Gonzalez is playing at a pretty high level, and the way this offense has started to convince me it can kind of move the ball and make some plays when Drake May is out there. I know last week you ended up losing him, but he was well on his way to a nice day. I know in London it went sideways after the 10-0 start, but he was well on his way to a nice day. Like, Drake May has sort of injected life into this Patriots offense, into this Patriot fan base. So I find it hard for me, and this is weird. I try to just be objective. Like, all year I thought, well, I'm probably just going to be picking the opponent, right? These are going to be losable games. The Patriots aren't that good. They're not that talented. Guess who also isn't that talented? The Titans, especially when they're banged up. So I know you're going on the road, but I don't love this number if I'm the Titans. Like, I'm better than the Patriots that much. Like, we're both bad football teams. As Kendrick Bourne said a couple weeks ago, this is two bad teams getting together, and we'll see which one doesn't play badly. I think that's going to be the Patriots, and I'm basing all of this. I would like to buy back my bet if Jacoby Brissett plays, because I don't love how he moves the ball offensively. I know he had a nice drive to end the game and did some decent things, but I don't feel great about him making plays for this offense. But I'm assuming Drake May plays, and I'm assuming this offense is going to move the ball a little bit against those Titans. And I'm assuming, because we've talked about the weird numbers that the Titans are really good defensively in terms of yards and not so good defensively in terms of points. And I think a big part of that is Will Levis and all those turnovers and giving teams short fields. They don't have to go 40, 50, 80 yards. They're taking over at like the 30-yard line, the 20-yard line. He made some hellaciously dumb plays this year, which Brian Callahan was very willing
and
happy to point
out. What the F are you doing?
Right. So I just don't think this is a very good Titans football team. It's not a very good Patriots football team. But I think this Patriots football team has a chance to get something that I wasn't sure they'd get all year. It's third win on Sunday.
Can you imagine? Mr. 0-17 is on the table.
Miracles.
Mr. 1-16 is on the table. Mr. 2-15 is on the table. What are you going to do if it 3-14 is on the table? All right, Andy, so I'm just taking a look right now at the injury report. Ed, I know everyone can't wait to get their hands on one of these things. Are you ready for this? Do you know how many Patriots were on the injury report today?
9.
18.
Wait, what?
18.
I thought they had 9.
18.
Well, what the hell was the graphic I read earlier off Patriots?
So 9 have been listed as questionable.
What the hell are the rest?
Limited, people coming back from full, but they had to be listed as full participants.
Oh, okay. Designation.
Although Joey Sly did not practice.
Yeah, what's the story with that?
Yeah, but that was non-sports, right?
He had a rest day NIR person for, personal day off. So non-injury related personal day off. Okay. Hopefully he made the team plane, which I saw was at Providence just a couple hours ago. Aircraft.
Coming back from L.A.
Yeah, that's right. Ow, no. Suck it, duh. Suck it, the Yankees. So, no one is officially out for the Patriots yet. However, we have three official out listings for the Titans. Running back Tajay Spears, who is a very, very dangerous complementary weapon to Tony Pollard when healthy. He is out with a hamstring. Legarius Sneed is now officially out with a quad injury.
Yep.
And offensive lineman Andrew Rupchik. R-U-P-C-I-C-H, Andrew Rupchik.
Rupchik.
He is out with triceps. Tyler Boyd, questionable. Amani Hooker, questionable. Boyd did not practice. Hooker was a limited participant. Tony Pollard did not practice. You may have a semi-healthy back, tops.
Who's their other running back?
Quick person.
Is it?
Fast man.
Big.
Touches McGee.
Load.
Will Levis, limited participant. However, Brian Callahan did say that it was a good week for Will Levis. Added he saw strength come back, and Levis felt good after throwing on back-to-back days. Still listed as questionable for the Patriots. Tavondre Sweat, the nose tackle that Mike Giardi referenced in our call earlier. If you missed that, you can use it the Odyssey app to listen in, or, of course, the Six Rings and Football Things podcast feed. Tavondre Sweat, hip, did not practice 3 days in a row. Still listed as questionable.
Yeah, but you
there's
know
a lot of hopefuls.
This?
Like, that's there. They are smashed up.
They have a lot of guys that didn't practice but aren't out. Like, there's that's going to be a weird Sunday workout and an injury designation and inactives. But that does make that bet that I placed on the Patriots a no sweat bet. That's not bad, right?
It's a,
come on.
It's. It happened.
What?
It happened.
Yeah, it was a good bet. So let's do it here because I know we're going to get into our picks as we do each and every week here around 5:30 on the Friday edition, Patriots Friday edition of the WEEI afternoon program.
Do we have to do two in case there's two different quarterbacks?
No. What are you going to do? Because there could be four different quarterbacks.
Well, no, Levis is going to play.
So is May. So
we
just
don't
pick
know
it
that.
Like it's May versus Levis.
What? All right.
I mean, you can pick it however the hell you want.
Okay.
Pick it. I'm going to say it like
pick it.
Sternly.
Kenny,
you
pick
can
it.
Pick it. Pick Kenny, it pick like it. Giardi will be for the MAGA side of things. Oh.
Again, just unnecessary. Just cruel and wicked. What are we doing?
So I look at this game, and I think it's a winnable game. And I'm going to pick the Patriots to win. I think the Patriots are going to get up into the 20s. I'd like to go 27. I'm not that confident, so I'm going to say 24-13. Patriots win. There may be a Gonzo pick six in there or a score set up by Gonzo. I think Gonzo is going to help the offense in this game.
You know what? I think I'm going to go with the exact same score.
You can't do that.
Damn
it. Are you getting tired and you didn't think of something?
So no, actually, I was
same.
All right.
What, do you have a restaurant?
Okay, ready?
Oh,
hold on.
You're going to have BLT with no tea. Can I get the waffle fries instead of the regular fries? Actually, you know what? I'll have the same. What are you
doing? Sounds delicious.
Pick a damn score.
What if the waffle fries sound good and everyone knows they have good waffle fries?
I like waffle fries.
Yes, and by the way, no tea on a BLT, then it's a BL.
I know. I get BLs all the time.
Do you? Better that
I don't like tees. I hate tees.
Better the BL than the BM, I guess.
I get those.
Okay. All right. Now I've wandered into dangerous waters. Fine. You know what I'll do? I'll Price is Right it. Patriots 23, Titans 13.
Oh, so you're going just under. So I'm
going to be
more
two touchdowns. I'll go
here.
Two touchdowns. I like the idea of either a pick six or a pick to set up. I'll go one touchdown pass for the quarterback. I'll go one running touchdown. And then I'll go three field goals for Joey Sly. And I will go.
Up.
Yeah, he should be there. Maybe Nick Folk can kick for both teams.
Otherwise, you just got to go for two every time. And I'm fine with that with Drake May.
Fine. 100% fine.
Oh, now you're fine with Drake May playing?
No, if we have to go for two every
time.
Spun
that on
who's the backup kicker, by the way? Because we did learn this week, as we saw Jacoby Brissett taking all the QB1 reps. He did the interviews. Again, this is what has me thinking that he's going to end up starting on Sunday. I know he had to because the other guy was in protocol.
Nope.
You saw Joe Milton wearing the black jersey this week. He was the practice player of the week. Wouldn't mind seeing a Joe Milton play or two this Sunday.
Did you hear the Freudian slip today of Gerard Mayo?
What did he say?
If May can't go, we feel very comfortable with Joe going out there. And
whoa!
I was like, do you mean, you said Joe. And he's like, I meant Jacoby. I was talking about Joe. Sorry. A little Freudian slip, though. Wouldn't that
makes me think there's going to be a play.
Wouldn't that be a humdinger for, what's his name? Joe Benatti?
Jason Benetti. He's on the call, everybody, for the Fox Network. Benetti.
Get your play sheet ready so you're not caught off guard.
Are you ready for Benetti?
Joe Milton played his college ball not too far away at the University of Tennessee.
Knoxville.
So maybe there could be a package of plays or something that they unveil in this game, because Joe Milton's name was on tip of tongue for Gerard Mayo on Friday before the game.
That's what I'm talking about.
The math is mathin'.
There could be a play. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, what if it's a Wildcat?
I'm like Fauci.
Something.
Follow the science. Joe Milton's going to play. Follow the science, Fauci said.
All right. And you're going to give, there's interesting comments right there. Yeah, I think the Patriots win this game. I think they win outright. It's more than just a cover. It's easy. I don't see this game going over.
What's the number?
37.5. Your number is right up there next to it by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Yeah, the way it goes over is a way that both teams probably don't love, because I think it would involve both quarterbacks making mistakes, turning the ball over, throwing pick sixes.
Right.
And that's always a possibility.
Sure.
With guys like this, young guys that run around, scramble, fumbles are a possibility. They also can throw into traffic. You have decent pass defenses on both teams, guys that can make some plays. So obviously, that could be a consideration. But both Fitzy and Hart, I don't think this happens too often kind of a pick 'em game situation. This is not, you know, we're not in that world where it's obvious to pick the Patriots anymore. And the Six Rings boys have a shared mindset. Patriots 20-something, Titans in the teens. Patriots get their third win of the year. This is the WEEI Afternoon Program. If you want to get us your prediction real quick, let us know what you think might happen on Sunday. Drake May plays, Drake May doesn't play, Patriots win, Patriots don't win. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Shoot us a text, Fitzy will read it, 37937. We will be right back with our famous, world-famous, unprecedented picks of the week. But first, we got to get to our guy Stiz and what's trending now.
Wait a minute. Who's this, Stiz?
This is Mace. Now, may have been produced by a shady character, but I can separate the art from the artist.
I can too, and I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah. This is WEEI Afternoon Show, where I admit I listen to R. Kelly. I still like the 12-play R. Kelly. I grew up in middle school. That was a great album.
Great album.
Michael Jackson. There's more and more in this world, you have to separate the art from the artist, because a lot of the artists are creeps.
What, am I never going to watch House of Cards?
Right, like there's just so much going on out there that it's like when they tell you to eat healthy and you're like, well, it seems like everything's bad for me. What's healthy?
You do what works for you. Al Michaels hasn't eaten a vegetable in like 50 years. Guy's the picture of health and still calling football games at 79. I'm fine with that.
That's a good point. That's Nick Fitzy Stevens. I am Andy Jumbo Hart. We're coming down the home stretch here of a Patriots Friday, WEEI Afternoons. No Christian Arcand. He's at a wedding. And I don't want to fluff up host one, because I think his ego is big enough. He thinks he can beat my ass in a boxing match, and we all know that's ridiculous, and we all voted that way on Twitter, and it really bothered host one, and I can say that now that he's not here. But the one thing I do need him for, apparently, is to keep an eye on the phone lines, because I was a little bit absent-minded in that area.
We've got loaded lines for the last hour.
Didn't know. I forgot to look. We were all chatting and having fun and talking Bill and talking Pats and picking the game, and I didn't know what to do. So anyway,
we're going to try to bang through these before we get to our picks. So I am going to start off with, let's go to one of my favorite callers. Paulie in Dedham wants to talk about Drake May. What do you got, Paulie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
You with me?
Yes, you with us?
You got me?
Hello?
Yeah, I am. I bumped into Arcand this morning. He was filling his tank at the Shell at the gas station in Dedham at Endicott Circle. We exchanged pleasantries.
Nice. Yeah, I don't buy that. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, hey, are you Paulie in Dedham? Yeah, great to see you.
He can be tough. He can be tough sometimes. But anyway, yeah, two quick things. One on May, the other one the Bruins.
Yep.
The only thing I'd have May involved in the game plan is as a decoy. I wouldn't be playing, I wouldn't be rushing him, not with that defense that we're going to play this week. I wouldn't take the chance. Okay, no, I would use him as a decoy, and that's about it. Number two, Bruins. I told you about the Bruins. I told you about last week that I was sensing, or 2 weeks ago, I was sensing a slow start, and Montgomery was going to be in trouble, but it's not him. They still don't have enough horses up front. That's the problem. And these guys are so beat down by the Panthers these last two seasons in the playoffs and these first couple of games of the year. that they got Panthers on the mind. It's nothing to do with the coach. It's the players, particularly the players up front.
All right, Pauly, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Excellent call, Pauly.
That was actually a very good call, other than the, you know, oh, Arcand. Screw Arcand. He's not here today.
What are you talking about? He was just catching you up on your buddy. He's the other guy on the show. They had a nice, he said they exchanged pleasantries.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I buy it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Hey, watch my car. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm at the Shell in Dedham. Jake in Boston.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not
Speaking
surprised.
Of exchanging pleasantries.
He wants to talk about Bill Belichick, maybe right. social media, maybe a costume. Jake, what's going on tonight?
Well, not just Bill. We have Linda Pattuzzi as well, because there's there's something to that. Obviously, on Bill, gentlemen, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bill has happily taken along this role of Instagram boyfriend for his 24-year-old flame. I don't think he's going all in simply because it gets him action where he wants it. I think he loves the attention. I think he loves that it drives Robert crazy. I think he loves the fact that it drives his ex Linda crazy. And Fitzy, did you know he had to give her the Nantucket house as basically like a keep your mouth shut NDA?
As a matter of fact,
summer?
Jake, yes. Several months ago I was told that, and I also have kept my mouth shut about that as well.
Well, you know what? Listen, the photos are out there, and she's probably, you know, going off her rails. But in more disturbing Halloween news, the Halloween photo that was shared by real Red Sox owner Linda Pattuzzi last night on her Instagram story in the house that obviously John bought her on Beacon Hill, kind of disturbing because they didn't want to pay for Mookie Betts. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, they're playing Moneyball right now with the ball team on the field. And she's also playing Moneyball with the Halloween candy, because if you look at that photo, they gave away the fun size bars last night. The billionaires on Beacon Hill gave away the fun size.
They gotta
bars
go full
last
size,
night.
Jake. That is garbage.
Full
if you
size.
Don't go, full
they're
size from Pizzuti.
They are handing out candy like they hand out contracts. Cheap, cheap, cheap. And that's without mentioning that they just saw the Social Justice Red Sox just watch their greatest African-American talent of all time win his third World Series. That makes him the winningest active player in baseball history. The cheap, cheap, cheap ways they do things over there, and they cancel Tom Yawkey. They should cancel the Henrys for Mookie Betts winning his third ring. Curse of Mookie Betts. Cheap, cheap, cheap Linda Pattuzzi.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Okay, I got to honestly, I need to know. Does Jake not know her last name, or is calling her Pattuzzi like kind of like a...
I think it's a dig.
Is it a troll
like
job?
A yeah, I think it's a little bit of a troll job. I think
really?
It's an intentional mispronunciation.
Because I think Pizzuti's a great, like right in the old... Yeah, Pizzuti's a great last name.
Yeah, yeah. But if you want to tweak somebody, sometimes you screw with their name. Anyway, I actually agree with Jake. I didn't see the photo, but if they're giving out fun size...
That's pathetic.
Gazillionaires, and you're not giving out good candy.
You're not even going full. You know what they should be handing out? Like, they should not only be handing out full size candy bars, they should be handing out like Mr. Beast, like the Feastables, the more expensive, really organic, all natural. Have you ever had those, by the way? Fantastic.
I have not. I saw that they exist.
The chocolate peanut butter ones, they used to be called D's Nuts until they got sued and they had to take the name down. There's a copyright infringement. Yeah. They're fantastic.
Arcand got me on the greatest D's Nuts joke of all time at the end of the show the other night. I was
Did he?
Embarrassed. I had to just put my tail between my legs, put my headphones away, and walk out the studio. It is what it is. Back to the phone lines. Dan in Rhode Island wants to talk about Drake May and the Patriots Sunday against the Titans. What's up, Dan?
Happy Friday, comrades. How's it going?
There we Same go. What's up, Danny in Cranston?
Hey, I only heard the beginning of the show. You still talking about Hollywood props at all?
100%.
Why, are you spending big money on something?
Well, I'm Irish, so I'll take Dirk Diggler's prosthetic and then pretend.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guy's got a dream, you know?
Hey,
guy's
got a dream. My Dan in Cranston is ready now, Jack.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you got about Drake May?
Listen, assuming he's playing, yep. I was just looking back. I'm thinking back in my head the last time I literally felt like, even beyond Mac Jones, I think that the Patriots were in a smash spot to just lay the lumber. I think if he plays, I think they're playing a team that is on the downward spiral, where I think the Patriots are kind of more, they have a real quarterback. Will Levis is not a real quarterback. I just feel this team is on the upswing. This may be the high point of the year. Two touchdowns easily. The wrong team is favored at least by, you know, Patriots. If I was betting this game, I could bet this Patriots laying almost anything under a touchdown. Just seems like everything is going to work out for them. I hope I'm right. I just feel good about it. I haven't felt good about this team since, like, 2019, maybe somewhere around there when Brady was still playing.
Yep.
I mean, when they started 9-4, we thought I never felt good even when Mac Jones was playing when they were, like, 9-4. It just seemed like smoke and mirrors.
Agreed.
But I just, as far as Sunday goes, this just seems like Drake May is going to let it go. Hopefully the stupid offensive coordinator agrees. Have a good weekend, fellas. Take care.
Thanks for the call, Dan. The feel-good Patriots.
Hold on a second. Are there good vibes again in Pat's Nation?
They're Drake May-created vibes.
It doesn't matter, I still continue to feel
and get nothing but positive vibes out of Foxborough.
That was today.
See? Wow.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I'm smart. Not like you people say. I'm smart. I'm very smart.
Hold on a second. You see, again, you're having a nice moment. You can connect with your audience. You can build audience and amnesty with them. You know, they'll even give you some slack and leeway. But again, you have to you people them just to make sure whatever bridge you just started building, you burn to the ground.
It's what we do. It's a give and take. And last call we're going to take is Josh in Nashua. And he has, we've talked some NBA rules changes this week. I think Josh has a call in that line. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, right?
Josh, what's up, buddy?
Never heard from you before, my man, but I like your takes thus far. Just a couple things to bounce off you guys. Like, I think, like, moving the three-point line back is, like, totally asinine. I think just to change the rules for one team that's doing it too well is just ridiculous. Like, I've heard that on your competition, and, you know, I just think, like, you know, they didn't do it for the Warriors. They didn't do it in the NFL with the Philly Eagles doing the brotherly shove.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, and, like, as far as, like, the Patriots go, like, you guys have been talking, like, I think there's been people that have been saying, like, Drake May shouldn't play in this game, but I think it's the perfect opportunity for him, like, you know, a real road game, like, not in England or Germany or wherever, you know, like, you know, it's the perfect opportunity for him to, like, shine and, like, really get a road experience, like, and probably get a W, like, from what you guys are saying. I'm more pumped about, like, you know, like Darius Sneed is out, like, big players are out for the Titans. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
All right. Thanks for the call, Josh. I do think we're heading in the right direction. How about this positivity? I didn't necessarily see this coming in the last. We did a good job setting the table in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour. Both of us picking the Patriots to win. Now that feel good Patriots momentum has come into the bottom of the hour. And now we got to get to picks quick. So we ready to go back there, Stiz? Stiz? Anybody? Oh, there it is. You know that music. That means Andy's going to pick some winners.
All right. Very exciting first game. New Orleans Saints at Carolina Panthers. The Saints are favored by 7.5, and the Pope tweeted hashtag Saints today. It was really funny if you got to see that tweet. So who do you got in that game?
Like the real Pope? Pope? Like
yeah, the real Pope. I don't know
the
if Turp can pull it up. It was really funny.
What does he go
it
by?
Said, like, hashtag Saints, and then it had the Saints logo right after it.
That's because because in season, all of the different NFL hashtags. The fleur-de-lis is what we call that.
All right, give me the Saints. If God and the Pope are on their side, the Saints are going to cover.
Well, we all know that there is no God, so I'll take the game.
That's more controversial than anything Giardi said about Magus.
7.5, the Saints have no business being 1.5-point favorites over anyone, and that would include the trash fire Carolina Panthers, starting a renewed and reinvigorated Bryce Young with a bunch of receivers looking to show out this Sunday so they can get traded right out of Carolina. So give me the Panthers.
All right, next up, the Las Vegas Raiders at Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are favored by 7.5.
Ooh, it's a big number, but I am going to take Macaulay Culkin, Joe Burrow, to get the job done, to cover that number, beat the Raiders. The Raiders are kind of a train wreck themselves, and the Bengals need to start to really hit their stride if they're going to make a run at the postseason. I say my guy Joe Burrow, who hates Halloween like me, gets the job done.
Bengals on the money line, Raiders with the cover.
Boo.
All right, next up we have the Chargers at the Browns. The Chargers are favored by 1.5. Against famous Jameis's Browns.
You know, I don't like the defensive injuries for the Browns, Andy, with Denzel Ward getting another concussion. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he's the Joker's out. Like, there's a couple of defensive dings they've taken. Their offensive line's getting healthy, and famous Jameis has them amped and playing a new kind of ball. Competitive game. Harbaugh ball wins in the end. I'll take the Chargers by like a field goal.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers too. I'm just not going to pick the Browns. I don't really like their coach. I don't really like their former quarterback.
Well,
I don't like anything about
them. Listen to you.
Screw them. Take the Chargers and the baby blues.
All right, we know this division. Miami Dolphins at Buffalo Bills. The Bills are favored by 5.5 at home.
They can be favored by 15.5.
Wait, the Bills are only favored by 5.5 over the Dolphins?
That is what FanDuel says.
The Dolphins have 4 touchdown passes all year.
But they showed a little life last week. Tua returned to action. Yeah. The receivers will be energized. Maybe it's not going to be a complete lake effect snowball up there this weekend.
Give me Josh Allen and the Bills. I love Josh Allen.
Yeah, I kind of do as well. I think you can also run on Miami, and they'll make it a watch for sure. But do I think they'll win by a touchdown? Yes.
Dallas Cowboys at Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are favored by 3 points.
Whoa.
Everything in the world says you should take the team that's played more competent football and has the ability to score both on the ground and in the air, which is exactly why, for some reason, I'm going to take the Cowboys. I have no idea why. Cowboys lose, season's over. This is a desperation game for Mike McCarthy and Jera.
Okay, you just swayed me. I'm going to take the Falcons because I want to see the Cowboys in more misery than they've been. I want to see more D's nuts comments from their players against the media.
Trayvon Diggs.
I want Jerry Jones threatening as many people as possible. I want the whole damn thing, so give me the Falcons.
Interesting spread here. The Commanders are only favored by 3.5 when they visit the New York Giants.
Division game. It's got to be. That's why. It's got to be a division. But when you say 3.5, too, like Giants would be a home 3, so that's basically the NFL's way or FanDuel's way of saying that the Commanders are like a full touchdown better than the Giants, which I agree with.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders. He's got it. Jaden Daniels has it. He has changed that team. I see these debates on these ESPN shows about could he be the league MVP. He might be the most valuable player right now, just if you take it at the true value of the word. He's changed everything in Washington, so give me this.
ROI is locked up, and I'll take the Commanders. If they cover, win by 6, good enough.
All right, last game here. It is the New England Patriots at the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are favored by 3.5. I know you guys both said you'd pick the Patriots to win, but will they cover? Or
win,
well,
cover.
They're not favored, so.
Win, it's cover, funny how that the works, whole damn Jacob. Thing. I feel really good about this bet. I don't know if I feel as good about it as some of our callers did in the last segment. They were really, really optimistic.
I'm telling you, we are book your tickets for New Orleans now. In March to go to Mardi Gras. Yes,
like,
exactly.
What are we doing? Yes. Get some beignets.
Cafe du Monde is elite.
Yes, so we both have the Patriots winning this game, winning it by basically 10 points, 23-13, 24-13.
You heard Dan from Cranston said they should be favored by a touchdown. This is an easy dub.
Well, we don't need to. So everybody go to your FanDuel app and make easy money at the behest of Dan. Don't blame me if it doesn't work. Blame Dan.
The afternoon program is not responsible for Dan from Cranston or any of our callers' recommendations on your gambling apps.
So, Jacob, do we have a record? Do we have updated standings? What the hell's going on back there in these picks we make every week?
So last week, Arcan went 3-4, and you went 4-3.
Yeah, even though I wasn't here and didn't make the picks.
What the hell?
I had a fill-in.
Well, somebody made the picks.
Yeah, I think proxy? It was Joe Braverman, I think, may have done the picks for me.
Oh, Braverman was your pick proxy.
Yep, my pick proxy. So do we have season standings, or is that just a one-week tally?
That is a one-week tally, but the week before, I mean, you killed it. You only had one loss and, I think, 7 wins.
It's rolling, baby. How you like dem apples? How come I'm losing in my FanDuel app, but I'm winning here? I gotta bring these together somehow to make me some money with my friends over at FanDuel. Anyway, appreciate it, Jacob. Well done. Nice job. We'll see what happens next week. And obviously, if Joe Braverman's picks count for me, then Fitzy's count for Christian Arcand in the season-long standings here on the WEEI Afternoon Show as we pick games each and every Patriots Friday.
You're welcome, Arcand.
We'll see. He's going to be complaining. You should have done the whole segment in Arcand voice.
Yeah, I promise you. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
You know he likes that, right?
The impersonation?
Yeah, he's gotten wind of it, and I told him, but he actually really likes it. He thinks it's pretty funny.
Oh, great.
But
Spot on. It's spot on. Hey, yeah, I can probably beat you in a fight, Andy.
The flip side is he's been trying to work on a Fitzy impression, and he's not very good at it, he admitted. And I also told him he wasn't very good at it. So there's a bad
Now I need to tune in for that. I mean, obviously, I listen every day. And if
every
I can't
day,
listen,
2 to 6.
If I can't listen on a terrestrial radio, I certainly use the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Download it
Rewind,
today.
Rewind, listen again.
What the hell does Arkan's Fitzy sound like?
It's not good.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Your old pal Fitzy here. Oh.
Coming down the home stretch here, WEEI's afternoon program. When we come back, we're going to have odds and ends. And Fitzy doesn't know what we're doing, but we're talking a little bit about fatherhood in odds and ends because he's a father, I'm a father. And we're going to share some thoughts on events of last night and maybe some events of tonight. So stick around as we take odds and ends, the fatherhood edition. Final segment here on the WEEI afternoon program, and that means it's time for Odds and Ends. Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. As many people know that listen to the Six Rings podcast and the Fitzy and Hart programs of the past and the various shifts that Fitzy and I have done, we're both dedicated dads, I would say, in different stages of that life. And I know, Fitzy, you did some trick-or-treating last night. You also have, I believe, a playoff flag football game this weekend that you need to not screw up a perfect regular season with your coaching?
Actually, sir, I am able to be in studio today and on the program with you because our team, with our 8-0 record, earned a bye.
Oh,
we're on the
bye.
We are on the
bye
tonight. Yeah, we're on the bye tonight.
Okay, so the kids can really hit it hard this weekend with the candy they collected
last night. I did go trick-or-treating with the 7-year-old. The 11-year-old was off on his own, but you know, thanks to the magic of an Apple Watch, he can kind of go seek out and enjoy that free-spirited, candy-addled independence. It's really interesting that you bring up all the dad stuff today, too, because I've been in an especially good mood all day today, and not in any sort of melancholy way, but because of being a dad and how much I enjoy coaching my kids, spending quality time with my kids, today my dad would have been 86. November 1st is his birthday. So I just sort of had one of those mornings where I was just sort of thinking, like, you know, what's the best way to I put it this way: the best way to remember your dad is by being a dad.
Well, along those lines, and it is interesting that it is your dad's birthday. As Mike Giardi alluded to earlier, and there are fathers across Massachusetts tonight that are experiencing this, tonight is the final regular season game of the high school football season
before playoffs
start. So in a lot of places, it is senior night, so there are a lot of fathers out there that are watching their sons play their final regular season high school football game. I will be one of those, Dartmouth hosting New Bedford, the Whalers coming to town. We will have senior night festivities, and I'm not going to lie to you, Fitzy, I don't know the last time I cried outside the realm of death.
I know when it was.
When's that?
You admitted it. It was when you finished coaching, I think, your last Little League game like a year and a half ago.
Well, now we are moving on to last football game, senior night. They do the little ceremony where all the families are on the field. They take pictures before the game. So I'll be doing that. I know it hit Mike Giardi hard last year when his son played his final high school football game. I know it's probably hitting a lot of fathers all across the state very hard because a lot of us fathers are very invested in our kids and love watching them play, and it's going to be a sad time. But the good news is a lot of teams, you keep playing. There's playoff games next week, and you get moving on, and you get Thanksgiving on the horizon. So it's not the end. It's not the true odds and ends here on WEEI, but it's a cool time, and I hope you get to experience it. It doesn't have to be football, whatever sports your kids are going to play as they get older, or it doesn't have to be sports. It's very similar feeling when you watch your kid on stage. Both of my children do theater, and when you watch them show the excitement of a opening show or packed house and take that bow on the stage, it's very cool. But I'm starting to get a little emotional that my kids are getting older. My son's a senior. Some of these for him are the final times, finals. And then my sister, my daughter is
my sister, my daughter, your daughter's
that
sister.
Was a Trumpian slip right there.
Jeez, easy there, Joe Milton. What do you
but,
doing, Coach
you know,
Mayo?
She's coming along next as a sophomore, and these are special times. So I'm going to enjoy it tonight, and I'm going to go be a good dad.
You should, man. That is what it is all about, 100%. As much fun as it is doing this, as much fun as it is, you know, professing our professional existence into talking sports, attending games, all the other stuff, there's nothing more satisfying.
Nope.
It is.
There isn't. And that's why I've always advised everyone who listens, and I told you this, coach, do it. get involved with your kids' sports. And if you have kids that don't play sports, I'm going to get on my high horse for a minute here, because about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I told my daughter she had to play a sport. She had to play a team sport. I didn't care what it was. It just had to be a team sport where she would be coached and competing and subbed in and subbed out and complaining about playing time and all the things that come with being on a team. And she didn't love it. She started playing lacrosse. And you know what she said a couple weeks ago?
What?
I am so glad you made me play a sport. I love sports now. I love volleyball. I love lacrosse. I love winter track. I love playing sports. Parents, get involved, first of all. Coach, do that. Live live that life. And also, doesn't matter whether you think your kid is an athlete or not an athlete, don't be afraid to push them towards sports. I know we're a sports talk radio station, but they can learn lessons in the world of sports that will help them in other areas of their life.
And in a highly individualized world where kids come together only to be isolated on screens and phones and everything else, committing to something that is bigger than you, a team, could not possibly be more fulfilling and rewarding on your long road in life. It's the absolute best.
Wow, it must be great having a dad.
Wow, you're really going to drop that, huh?
Really,
Both of you guys are great fathers, and I've seen it. No, it really is. It's really special watching you guys be great fathers for us.
So, for everybody, for Stiz, for Fitzy, for Ken, for Jacob, for Brian, thanks for listening today. Thanks for listening this week. Go out and watch our damn high school football game tonight. Friday Night Lights is where it's at. Dartmouth, go beat New Bedford. That's it for the WEEI Afternoon Show. Talk to you Monday, Patriots Monday, where hopefully we'll be talking to Drake May coming off a victory in Tennessee.
That's right. It's going to be Arcan and Hart on Monday. I'll talk to you then.
See you.